The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
A full barn here at TechCU Arena, and the Barracuda faithful treated to a convincing 5-2 win as the Barracuda take down the Bakersfield Condors for the first time this season, and this the third attempt. A tough start for John McCarthy's team. The Barracuda give up a goal 36 seconds into the game, but after that point, just a dominating performance. They outshoot the Condors 45-25. They score three times in the second period, including two from Andrew Podorolski. And they run away with the 5-2 victory. The winning goaltender is Georgi Romanov. He is now 9-5-1 on the year. He's won three in a row. Colin Delia suffers the loss. He is 3-6-2. Delia, who picked up a win against the Barracuda on December the 21st, is now 1-1 against San Jose this year. Well, let's recap this one. As we mentioned, Bakersfield right out of the gates all over the Barracuda. And they would not wait long to open up the scoring. Just 36 seconds in, Phil Kempe goes upstairs to give the Condors an early lead. Wing now handed off for Peterson, back skating. Now Adder, right wing side. He's got Savoy, extra pass for Peterson. Lunging over was Romanov, and Peterson had to dust it off. Never got a shot off. If he just put that puck on net, it's probably a goal, as Romanov was scrambling to position. Now a wrister up top. It's 1-0 Condors, 36 seconds into the first period. Bakersfield all over the Barracuda, and they cash in. Well, it probably was about as bad of a start as you could imagine. Fortunately for the Barracuda, give them full marks, it was only about a shift or two in which they were totally on their heels. After that, they took the game over and never looked back. In fact, they'd find a way to tie up the score at the 3:25 mark of the first period, and they would never trail again after that point, as Tristan Robbins, who's starting to heat up, would extend his point streak to four straight games as he'd level the score with his fifth of the season from Justin Bailey and Andrew Podorolski. Deep came off the back wall, a juicy carom off the end boards, right to the blade of Tristan Robin. Delia Sharp, now a chance for Bailey and tight, couldn't stuff it. Bailey takes another swipe, now Robbins from an angle, he scores! What a wild start. Domination from the Condors in the first minute. The Barracuda have turned the tide all over Bakersfield, and they finally punch one through Colin Delia. It's Tristan Robbins who now has points in four straight. Two goals over that stretch, and we are tied at 1-1. That was the only goal the Barracuda would score in the first period. They would outshoot the Condors 15-5, and the game would go into the intermission tied at 1-1. Right at the end of the first period, Lucas Carlson was called for a minor penalty for slashing. It was the only penalty called in the first, but it would lead to a Bakersfield power play for a full 2 minutes to begin the second period. The Barracuda were able to kill it off in just 17 seconds after getting back to full strength. A beautiful tic-tac-toe sequence would end up on the stick of Podorolski from Justin Bailey, and before that from Thomas Bornlow, and the Barracuda would have a 2-1 lead at 2:17 of period number two. Barracuda ices Joey Keane, skips it to center. Tapped along Podorolski for Bornlow, whips it right side. He's got Bailey busting in, hands off, a wide open net for Podorolski. He scores! He gives the point to Justin Bailey, who put it on a tee, and the Barracuda have a 2-1 lead. Could have had some juice after that point. They led 2-1. They would draw a minor penalty later in the period. Seth Griffith called for boarding at 5:34. And on the ensuing power play, the Barracuda's first of the game. Guess who? It was Andrew Podorolski at 6:09, second of the period, 15th of the season, and his seventh on the manpower advantage. Barracuda at the time led 3-1.
Chance maybe for the Barracuda. Bordalo. Quick one touch for Carlson. His one timer blocked wide. Now it caroms in front. Podorowski scoops, shoots, scores! It got caught back in front. Podorowski ran it down and goes upstairs. His second of the game, his third point, his seventh power play goal, and it's a 3-1 Barracuda lead.
Podorowski's 15th unassisted at 6:09 had the Barracuda up 3-1. They were not done in that second period. After Bakersfield looked like they were starting to find a little bit of a groove with a long sequence of zone possession time, the Barracuda would come out the puck, headman feed right to the tape of Donovan Hull, uncontested, all alone on a breakaway, and he would make no mistake going upstairs on Colin Delia to give the Barracuda a 4-1 lead at the time. Time of the goal for Donovan Hull, his eighth of the season. Jake Furlong set him up. Leonard leans into a shot, and he whistled it high and wide. Some contact on Romanov as Phelps was supplying the screen. Now intercepted, and a breakaway for Donovan Hull. Shoots, scores! The Condors were all over the Barracuda. All of a sudden, it gets outletted to Donovan Hull all alone. He goes upstairs, and it is 4-1 Barracuda. Barracuda all over the Condors in that second period. Donovan Hull is eighth of the season. Noah Philp would score his ninth of the year at 18:09 during 4-on-4 play. But in the third, much like what we saw on Sunday, the Barracuda just kind of clamped down in the third period, and they would put the game away at 15:43. An empty net power play goal from Donovan Hull, second of the game. Tristan Robbins and Ethan Cardwell pick up the assist. And the Barracuda, with that goal, would all but seal the victory. On his feet in the penalty box, 4 seconds remaining on his minor. Savoy into the slot. Cajula picked up, handed off, out of the box at Hull. He's uncontested, skates to the open cage, and puts it home for his second of the game. It's a 5-2 Barracuda lead. That was the final goal of the game. The Barracuda win at 5-2. With the win, they improved to 20-11-0-2 on the season. They're up to 42 points on the campaign, 12 points ahead of the Bakersfield Condors in the Pacific Division. Colorado winners earlier tonight against the Calgary Wranglers. So that means the Barracuda are within 5 points of the top spot in the AHL's Pacific Division. Ontario, 1 point ahead of the Barracuda, lost 5-0 tonight. His former Shark and Barracuda forward Adam Raska scored the final goal in a big Iowa Wild win. So the Barracuda, they move past Ontario for the second spot in the division as the Rain State Pat at 41 points. And the Barracuda are now up to 42 on the year. So they gained some ground on both teams that were ahead of them. Now just Calgary is within their sights at the top of the division. With the loss of Bakersfield, Condors are now 13-3-1. They stay put at 30 points. Final shots tonight. The Barracuda, after that slow start, just dominating this game. They outshoot the Condors 45-25. They go 2-for-3 on the power play, 1-for-1 on the kill. Let's go over our three stars. Justin Bailey in game 400 of his professional career. He picks up a couple of assists. He is the number three star, +1 rating, 6 shots on net. That was a game-high 6 shots on net for the former Condor Bailey. Number two star is Donovan Hull. He had the 2 goals, up to 9 on the season, +1 rating, 5 shots on net for Hull. Number one star, Andrew Podorowski, 2 goals and assists for Podorowski. He is the number one star. Game length, 2 hours, 33 minutes, a full house, 4,200 strong. Witness tonight's victory for the Barracuda. Final count of 5-2 over the Bakersfield Condors. Barracuda will look to sweep the home and home with Bakersfield as we've got a bus to catch. Both teams will make their way down the I-5 to Condorstown. A early arrival with a 7 o'clock puck drop scheduled for tomorrow. A reminder, we're on the air at 6:30 with pregame coverage. You can listen live at sjbarracuda.com/listen through the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, and you can watch, as always, on HLTV on Flow Hockey. We'd like to thank everybody who tuned in tonight, whether you watched or you listened. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again tomorrow in Bakersfield as the Barracuda look to make it 3 wins in a row and look to make it back-to-back against the Condors. Until tomorrow night, I'm Nick Nolenberger, reminding you of tonight's final score, the Barracuda 5, the Condors 2 on Cuda Country Night Low Cash playing live as we speak. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda.